Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We want to thank you, the Anointing Full Gospel Center. Come to you this day. Today is February the 17th, 2023. And we just wanted to thank you. We just want to thank you down through the years, your time, your love, that you have continuously to be with us on these Friday afternoons. And we come to you this day, the Anointing Full Gospel Center that is led by Chief Apostle and Overseer Margaret L. Moore. It's presenting to you today the Anointing Women's Ministry that has been an honor to graciously allow me, Tracy Payne, to come and just to share this journey with you, just to share this opportunity with you. And again, we just wanted to say thank you. We just honor God, and we thank God even for this opportunity to just come together, just to come together, just to lift each other up, and just to share our experiences as anointed women of God. So again, we just thank God this day. We thank God for you sharing your time with us today. We just honor God, and we just wanted to say thank you. And even as we go forth in this time, we just honor God and just acknowledge God and just pray that God will be glorified, that this opportunity just to be able to share with what God has on his heart to share with all of you this day. And even in this week when I was studying, preparing for today, God gave me to know this. He wants you all to know how special you are, how special you are, because the one thing that I have learned by being under the leadership of Chief Apostle is to understand that we are special to God. And everybody has a different journey. Everybody has a different path, but we're all special. We are all unique to God. And that is what he wants us to understand. He wants us to know that through our situations, our circumstances, our path does not disturb God's plan that he has for you, that he has for me. So it's just to encourage everyone just to know that God has chosen you. He loves you, and you are so special to God. So even in today, wanted to actually go from the scripture, which the scripture is coming out of 1 Samuel 16:13. And this is during the time in which God had, he had specifically appointed a king for his people, Israel. And that is something to understand, that despite of how many people want to throw us away, despite of how many people, excuse me, I am excited. I am looking forward because God has encouraged me with this and just wanted to share it with you all, because God has appointed us and called us to be anointed, to be special to him. And the anointing comes from God. Can no man give that to you? So God has specifically called and anointed women for a special purpose. And so during this time, God had called his prophet Samuel to go to Jesse's house to select a king in whom God had appointed. So in the scripture, it reads, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And I wanted to stop there for a minute, because a lot of the times we think that we're not significant because people may have this, they may have what it looks like. And to be perfectly honest, a lot of the times if we're waiting on husbands, if we're waiting on ministries to take off, if we're waiting on whatever God has promised us, we tend to compare ourselves to those who may have the appearance, those who may have the outer things, whether it be cars, whether it be homes, whether it be money, whatever it is, we tend to compare. But what God is giving us to know, that wherever we're at, he sees us. He sees us just like how God saw David. God saw David when he was out with the sheep. He saw the times in which David met with him. He met with David. So in our times and in our places in our lives when it seems to be as if we're not significant or that we're not going anywhere, those are the very times where God is preparing us, where God is making us. And in the world's view, it will look as if it's not significant. It will look as if it's not important because we compare ourselves to the standard of the world. But what God wants us to know as anointed women of God is that he is the one who has us safe in the palm of his hands. He's the one who has prepared us for such a time that only he knows. The scripture says that God knows the plans that he has for us. And so David was at the right place, at the right point in his life. And it did not seem to be at a statue of what his brothers were all, had the height, they had the appearance, they had the stature. They had all those things that people would look at to say that, oh, they're definitely qualified. They're definitely good. They're good for this job. They're good for that path, or they're qualified for that husband. But the one thing I can share with you is through this journey, through this path of being a woman of God, God has appointed you. He has empowered you to be in that position you're at. He has empowered you just like he empowered David to be a shepherd. David was a shepherd. He tended the sheep. He loved on these sheep. He was the one that God had appointed for that. Even though the task may not view to be significant or important according to man, but God had specifically called him as that was a place of preparation. So wherever places that God has us in preparation, regardless of what that is, whether it be in those times where God can talk to us, God can open our understanding to give us to know about his will, about his plan, about his love for us, just to let us know how much he loves us. And so in those places, they are important. They have a significance. And little do we know that it is greater than just being in that situation. Because the world wants to say, oh, you have to be this age to accomplish this. You're supposed to be at this age when you have a children. But the one thing I know is that when God has purposed a plan for your life, it will be exactly the way God has performed it. It will be exactly the way God has predestined it. But let's be in partnership with God just by being where he's called us to be and realizing that it is good. It is good. It is a place of preparedness. And so going on in the scripture, it says, and from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. And I want to stop there. And that is what we have for me in this journey. And I'll slow down. In this journey, what God has taught me in preparing for today is to share the journey. And the journey is that when God has placed a purpose upon our lives, see, this was not the only time on which God had anointed David. God has anointed his people he has anointed us as women for a specific purpose. And what God has anointed all of us at one particular time, his power, his will for us is not limited just for that time. He may anoint us for one reason, and then the season will change, and he will anoint us for another reason. The anointing is the empowerment by God through his Holy Spirit. It's his Holy Spirit that empowers us. And that is what to understand, that in this journey, just because you may be at this point in your life, in this point of being prepared, understand how important it is, understanding how significant it is, because Jesse had many sons. This was David's dad. He had many sons, and David was the youngest. He was the youngest. He was the one that God had appointed him to be the shepherd of Jesse's flock. And it taught him about the importance of tending, how he had to tend to the sheep. There were times in which that there was ferocious animals that tried to come and steal the sheep, eat the sheep. And David, by God's love and his empowerment, because again, wherever God has purposed you, he has prepared you for it. He has empowered you to be where you're at. Because a lot of places where you've been, where I've been, many people couldn't make it through it. Many people couldn't hold on. Many people couldn't be able to make it to the end of it. So count that as a significant thing, because you made it where others did not. God blessed David to make it through those circumstances, through those situations, to come to the place that God had prepared him for something greater than what he imagined. It was greater than what he thought. And that is something to understand, or just even just embrace, of knowing how important it is, how important of knowing that, you know what, God, you have selected me for this, but it's not going to remain here. I'm on a journey, and that's what I've learned through the leadership of Chief Apostle. Look, you're on a journey. And that journey is to get you to a destination. And God will use various vehicles to get us through that destination, to arrive to where he's called us to. Being a shepherd in David's life was just a vehicle that God used to prepare him to be the king over God's people, Israel. So look at wherever God has you at. That's just a vehicle. That's not your destination. That's just a vehicle for you to get to where God has taken you. But one thing to understand is to know, God, ask God, God, what is it you're teaching me in this? What is it I'm meant to learn in this? What is it I'm meant to understand in this? Everything has a purpose. And today is looking at our situations, wherever that may be, in light of seeing, God, there's a purpose in this. There is a preparation in this. Because wherever we find ourselves, that's not the end result. That's just the vehicle God is going to use to get you to that place, to get you to that promised land. Wherever God has promised all of us, God has a purpose of why we're where we're at. And even just knowing that, even just by the fact of God had anointed David in the midst of his brothers, those who seemed to be, who had the appearance, who had all the things that appeared to be what was qualified, looking at the standard of God, God qualified David by something that the world didn't view as being valuable or important. They didn't view shepherds as being valuable or a reputable occupation. So oftentimes we may look at ourselves or look at our situations and say, well, it's not good enough. But God will select you despite of the situation, despite of where you may be at. Why? Because he knows where he's taking you. You are important to God. God loves you. Where you're at, it's for a purpose. It's for a place of preparedness. That is what has encouraged me through the leader, through being under the Anointing for Gospel Center, is understanding that there is a purpose. The world will always want to give us to see that, oh, you're not where you should be because you're at this age and you haven't accomplished this. But let me tell you one thing. What does God say about it? The one thing that where you're at in your life may not be where somebody else is, but I guarantee you this one thing, is that they are not on the same path you are. Where you are, God has purposed you to be there. And it's for greater than where you're at. It's for something greater. It is for something beyond what you can ever imagine. So understand that God has anointed, he has appointed you for your promised land. And he has the exact way in which he will want you to get there. But learn how to be in partnership with God. When we find ourselves in situations and we don't understand, well, why am I still here? Why is this? Why does it look like I haven't moved? Let's take a different approach by looking at God. What is it I'm meant to learn in this? Because the one thing that I have learned in this journey and still learning in this journey is I've been taught, ask God, God, what is your will in this? What is it I'm meant to learn? What is it I'm meant to understand? And I guarantee you, God will give you the answer. He'll give you what you need, because remember, God knows the plan. And because he knows the plan, he knows exactly what is needed for you to get to where you need to go. So in that, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about this yesterday. And what came to me was when the, Rebecca was pregnant. She was pregnant with twins. Remember, during that time, they didn't have ultrasound. So they were not able to know what the sex was, if there was multiple babies in the womb. They had no idea. But she knew something was going on, and she did not understand. And she didn't go to her friends. She didn't go to her parents. She went to the source. She went to the one who knew. She went to the one who could give her the understanding. She went to God. She went to God with what was it that was on her heart. She wanted to understand. She wanted to understand what was going on within her womb. And God revealed to her what her question was, and that it was two nations in her womb. So God will not withhold anything from us. There is nothing too small. There is nothing too great. But know that in this journey, you are not alone. You are not alone. God has put people in your life. Himself, he has made himself available to you. That whatever it is you may need, and even if you may not have people that you may could directly go to, but I guarantee you this, God will always be there. He will always be there because he wants you to make it. Jesus had prayed for us to make it, to be with him in heavenly places. So he is not going to withhold anything that is going to be needed for you to make it to your destination. So I encourage you in knowing that whatever you find yourself in, even in today, this week, if you don't understand where you're at, know this, that it has a purpose. That you have a purpose, that God has empowered you. He has anointed you to get to your destination. He has given you what you need in order to make it to your destination. He has already put within you what you need to arrive to your promised land. So don't look to man, because man cannot give you what you need. But I guarantee you this, you can look to God. You can look to God. And even with David, it didn't happen overnight. When David was anointed king, he didn't just go get a sword. He didn't go get, you know, a crown. No, it was time. Be patient with yourself. Now that you know that, look, this is a purpose. I may be at this job that I may want to leave at. But I guarantee you this, if you stay with God, be in partnership with him, and the plan that he has for you, and the destination, and the route that he's taking you, you will understand. And he will give you what you need in order to make it to your destination. And understand that God has empowered you for it. He has purposed you for it. And he won't leave you in the midst of it. But instead, he will make sure that you will arrive to your promised land. And understand that God will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So in this journey, in today's wanting to share, is that your journey and where you're at, it has a purpose. And take the time, I urge you to take the time to find out what God says about it. Because where you're at is not purposeless. It will actually prepare you for what you actually desire. It will prepare you for what God has promised you. Again, David was, he was a shepherd. He tended the sheep. So because of that attribute that God was putting within him was needed to tend to his people. So wherever you're at in your life, in this season of preparation, see what God is doing. He may be taking some people out of your lives. And no, and for me, sometimes we will want to hold on to people. We don't want people to leave. We don't want that. But know that there is a purpose in it. God is doing that because he wants to get you where you need to go. And sometimes people could be talking. People could be telling you, oh, you need to be here. Oh, you need to do this. But God is telling you, no, I have you exactly where I want you. Because remember, they didn't even invite David into the house when Samuel came. So sometimes people will not even value you, but you will value them more than yourself. And sometimes God will allow separation to happen just to make it known that he's the one that's called you. And knowing that who he has called is significant, it is important. So wherever God has you at in this day, in this season, know that it is a place of preparation. Yes, sometimes it may look as I look, I'm the first to admit. Sometimes it feels like God is, okay, it's taking too long. I'm 35. What's going on? But God will come in and he will encourage you. The Bible says that God is a God of all comfort. And I've learned to go to God naked. Be honest with him. Be honest that you don't understand why you're where you're at. You don't understand, and I guarantee you, just like he gave the woman who was pregnant with two twins in the Bible, and she didn't understand what was going on, he will give you understanding. He will help you in what you need in order to make it to the end of it. So know that where God has you, it has a purpose. It has a meaning behind it. And that God will give you what you need in order to make it, because the enemy will try to make you believe that you're forgotten. You might as well just try to figure it out yourself. It's not trying to make you feel hopeless and discouraged. I've been there. You are not alone in where you're at. The enemy will try to make you feel that way. Why? Because I remember an example that our member chief apostle gave at church, and is that the enemy can smell the chicken, but he doesn't know which house it's coming from. So because he doesn't know which house it's coming from, he's going to try to bring discouragement in this area. He's going to try to bring discouragement in that area. He's going to try to do this. He's going to do that. Why? Because he doesn't know where it's coming from, but he does that to bring distraction. He does that to abort the promise, because if you no longer believe, then that means it's like you're giving up. But know this, God has you safe in his arms. You have purpose. There is greater than where you're at. There is purpose in where you're at. Where you're at has meaning. You may not always understand it. I don't always understand it. But knowing that the God that we serve, he has a plan for why he has you where he does. And to go to him when you don't understand. Look, I've been there. But on this journey, no matter how high it gets, no matter how low it gets, rest assured this, that God has a plan. He has a plan of a season of preparedness to get us to that destination. And when we get to that destination, look, that's not it. God is a God of purpose and progression. He doesn't want any of us to just remain stagnant or in one level. No, he wants us to go to glory, to glory, to glory. He wants us to continue to grow. The purpose and the gifting that God has given you, it is not just for where you're at. There is so much more in you that you don't even understand. You don't even fathom the greatness that resides in you. You're that special to God that he did not just give you one area of anointing or one area of blessing. He's given you many. But it takes the journey of preparation. And in that, God will reveal to you, because again, David didn't know he was anointed king until the time came, until God revealed to him what God's will was concerning David's life. So know that the plan that God has for you was good, and where you're at is good. And those people, the enemy's voices, you have the power of God. You have the very breath of God. The elder at our church always encourages you, you got to pull down those strongholds of your imagination by the obedience of Christ. You have the power. You have the authority that God has given you. Why?
God didn't give us that just to remain where we're at, but it's because there's a destination he wants us to get to. But it's understanding that wherever God has you planted, remain there. I remember hearing an example that, look, a tree, a flower, when it's put in the ground, it doesn't get up and uproot itself and go next door. No, it has to stay there in order for it to actually become all that it has been made to do. If you planted a rose bush, it doesn't just get up and say, well, I don't like it over here. No, in order for that rose bush to come to its fruition, its beauty, its elegance, its fragrance of a flower, of a rose, is something that can nobody uproot and move somewhere else. It doesn't uproot itself, but it has to remain in order for it to come to its manifestation. So I want to encourage you this day that wherever God has you planted, it is for a purpose. It is for a reason. And it will not remain that way. God will never leave you where you're at. It has I remember someone said it has an expiration date. There is an expiration date. You're not going to remain where you're at. But know that God loves you so much that he's put within you so much greater. David would have never imagined that he would have ever been the king of Israel. But God purposed him for that reason. So we just thank God for this today, and I pray that you'll be able to receive something. And my prayer specifically for everyone in today is to know that wherever God has you, there is purpose, because there was times I didn't believe that. Before I really said yes to God, I thought my life was purposeless. I didn't believe there was a destination for me. Like in the desert, there's those tumbleweeds. That's what I believed my life was. But when I came on this side, when God led my life to the Anointing for Gospel Center, when God led my life to a place of his choosing, a place of his preparation for my life, he gave me to know his will, not man and not my own. And his will is good. So be encouraged to know that wherever God has you, it has a purpose. It has significance. And you are special to God. You are that rose that God wants to flourish. There is a fragrance that God is preparing within you that will bring him a glory and be a sweet smell to those whose path you cross. But you got to remain planted. Wherever God has put you at, whatever you're at, whatever season you're at in your life, remain there. Because I guarantee you, God will get you to your promised land. He will get you to whatever he's promised you. And so we just thank God for this time. We thank God for all of you taking the time out with us today. So we're just going to go to God in prayer. We're just going to, because I pray that you are encouraged of knowing that wherever you're at, there's purpose. So Heavenly Father, we just come to you this day, Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We bless you and we honor you and we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, God, because we know it's by your breath, my Lord God, by your spirit, Heavenly Father, God, that we're able to have life this day. So God, we just come to you, Heavenly Father, God, and we just give you thanks. We bless you and we honor you and we exalt your holy name. And Lord, we just pray, Heavenly Father God, that what was said, Heavenly Father God, by your spirit, by your will be encouragement to those who hear, my Lord God. And we look to you, Heavenly Father, that whatever path that you have us on, wherever journey, wherever we're at in this day, my Lord God, we pray for the greater understanding, the greater revelation, Heavenly Father God, to be in partnership with you, Heavenly Father, because you know the plans you have for us. You know the destinations that you're taking us to, Heavenly Father. So we thank you for this time, and we thank you for this opportunity. And we pray for everyone that is on the line. We pray for their homes. We pray for their families. And we lift them up unto you, Heavenly Father, that they will be encouraged, my Lord, by your spirit, Heavenly Father, because we are nothing, my Lord God. But we thank you for this opportunity. And we pray for all those involved, and we lift them up unto you, that you will be glorified in this and in their lives. So, God, we bless you this day. We honor you this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, again, we want to thank everybody for taking your afternoons with us. And we just pray that you will, Lord's will come and join us for next week, Friday.